Blog Talk Radio.
Now, well, good evening, my brothers and my sisters, and welcome to the PRF table. This is your host, Dr. Nate Dunlap, and we are here celebrating 5 years of being on the PRF table. We are so thankful. We're so grateful to all of the guests that have been on with us, not just in this past year, but for the 5 years that have been with us. Also for the hosts, the ones who are here, the ones who can't be here tonight. We're grateful, we're grateful, we're grateful, but most of all, we're grateful to God, because he has given us the opportunity to come and minister to his people in this particular way. And so with that, I want to introduce to you who we have sitting here at the table. Mama, I know we always come to you first, but I think we're going to change up some things tonight. So we're going to welcome our brother Warren Feaster back to the table.
Amen.
His feet got a little cold, but it's going to be warm in about 3 minutes. So, Brother Feaster, welcome. And for those who don't know, Brother Feaster was one of the original. He's one of the original brothers and sisters who have been here at the PRF table all the way from the beginning. So, Brother Feaster, good evening, sir.
Well, if you give me a couple of seconds, I'm going to dust my chair off because I know it's a little dusty since I've been here a while. Oh my gosh, I tell you, this has been an enjoyable 5 years. I know I've been away for like the last, what, 2.5, probably 3 years, but, you know, life changing, and, you know, I don't have the freedom of movement that I had before, but I would tell you that I am still in love with this ministry and everything that's gone on. I have been blessed truly through this ministry and myself and things that I've learned in this. So I consider myself a continued student. It has just been an amazing ride. I always think about two things when I think about the PRF ministry. First, I think about that first night when you called me up and it was me, you, and Adia on the phone, and you was telling me you was about to start the ministry, and you wanted me on it, and you had Adia on there, and you and Adia, I felt like were primal stars. Y'all knew a lot of stuff about money. Here I am, just a consumer, and I felt, and honestly, truth be told, I still feel like a mushroom in a forest of sycamore trees. But I felt like it was where God wanted me, and I was. I think I just brought the practical side, the end user, the user, the guy that knows a little to nothing about finance, you know. And I think that has been my niche. The other thing, of course, is y'all, as Mama, you just called me Mr. Stewardship. I did not realize that was my horse until it came out the stable. And I rode that horse for a long time. I don't think I put the horse up yet, to tell you the truth. I think I'm still riding that same horse of stewardship. And it has been a passion of mine. It has been something that I've been serious about. And I think that was my niche. And when I found that niche, I think that's when I knew this is where I needed to be, and this is what I needed to be talking about. So it's been great, JR. I thank you for inviting me on. I've met a lot of people through this. I've invited a lot of people to the table. And it has just been an enjoyable ride, very enjoyable ride. So thank you, thank you, thank you for thinking a little old country boy from South Carolina like me to sit at this table.
Well, let me say this, my brother.
Wow.
For those who don't know, Brother Feaster and I go back to what we call in the military in the sandbox. So we go back to 1991 in Saudi Arabia.
Oof.
And we've been friends. I think we haven't had too much contact or too much time where we have not been in contact with each other, maybe once or twice over that time frame. But other than that, he's been there for me, and I've been there for him. And these are the type of people, he's the type of person that you want to have on your team. And so I will say that I'm just fortunate that you said yes, because when I started the PRF table, I can tell you that this was not my forte. It's something that I had to grow into, and I'm sure there's going to be somebody that's going to come on tonight that's going to talk about how crazy I sounded when we first got started in radio. I'm sure somebody's going to say something like that. They may try to be nice, but, you know. But, yeah, Brother Feaster, man, again, much love to you, bro. I really, truly appreciate just being on this journey with me. None of us can do it alone. And when you recognize that, when you see that, you acknowledge it. I thank you so much for just being on this. And Brother Feaster, what he said, y'all, I'm talking to the listeners now, what he said about the stewardship, it's funny, right? We're going to talk about some good moments here. I remember all the time, Brother Feaster, you know, he's go off, right? You know, he's talking about going off, you know, that horse out the stable. He would go off, and he would always say we. And you know how many conversations, we call them conversations here at the table, you know how many conversations we had about that we thing? I said, man, everybody into this box. It was we. And what's so funny about that was, you know, we don't do this and we don't do that. I said, man, if folk listening to this show, they say, well, I want to be a part of that too, because y'all ain't doing nothing. And so eventually, Brother Feaster finally got away from that we, and then somebody else picked it up, bro. Guess who that was?
Oh, really?
Mama.
Oh, Mama.
Mama picked up the we. I said, no, it's not we, it's them.
So I never left.
That was all part of the growth process.
I tell you. Oh,
that is too funny.
Well, listen, let me go ahead and go to Mama and let Mama just go ahead and open up in Mama's own special way. Just, Mama, just talk about PRF. You know, we're grateful for you being on the table with us.
Thank you.
Especially over these last 2 years. And just tell us what it's been like for you being a host on the PRF table. And for those of y'all who don't know, this is Mary Ann Williams, a.k.a. Mama. That's what we call her around the table. Mama got so many children right now, I don't even know. I thought I was the only one, me and Earl. But good gracious, you know, it's like she's been herded about 13 or 14 children over these 5 years. But go ahead, Mama.
Yes, as the old timers call them, chaps. Well, I tell you, it's I never ever thought in a thousand, I would have never thought that I would be in assisting my son in ministry. I just, it just never ever crossed my mind, and I remember I was, you know, I was sick in the beginning of the show, and it would just be times I would just forget the show was on, or I would fall asleep during the show, and then I would just talk to my husband. I said, "Oh Lord, I got to do better." And then, make a long story short, one day I got a phone call, and he said he wanted me to be the co-host. And I'm telling you, I said to myself, "You got to be kidding." And then I told him, I said, "Well, Nate, you know, I don't know what to say." He said, "Mama, you have a lot to say." You know, so I just went on ahead, and I'm so glad that I went on ahead and just became a part of the show, because it put me in a position that I, in so many areas of my life, with my possessions, resources, and finance, I really had to step up to the plate. And I didn't even know that, I didn't even really realize that I was, or what I did not know, you know. And so it's just been such an educational, just an education for me. It's to me like I'm going to college, you know, and you take these notes, you know, you listen to the videos, you know, you want to learn. I want to, you know, put me in a position that I need. Oh, my gosh, I didn't know that. You know, if I had known that, then I would have done that. But see, the Lord don't want me to look back. He says, okay, now that you know what you're going to do. So I am just so thankful to have this opportunity to be sharing, you know, ministry, you know, and being a host at the PRF table. And I do take this very seriously about we are family here, whether you were here one time or maybe you were on the phone for half an hour. It does not matter because you wanted to be here, you know. And so that just planning, and so something that a person has heard, even if it's just three words, you know. I remember a testimony about a gentleman that used to pass by a church, and it was maybe 10, 15 people at the church, but when he passed by, he used to hear the name Jesus. And then after years and years, he decided to go in there, and he changed his life. So this ministry has changed my life, because the more I hear, the more I learn, the more I want to know. I do share with others, you know, the importance of the possession resources and finances, and, you know, learning about credit. Never thought about credit score, didn't think much about my credit, really, you know. You know, you're just doing with what you know. And this is why the Bible does say, you know, first you have to get in the book, and that's wisdom. In the book of Proverbs, it says get knowledge, get wisdom, but above all, get understanding. So the understanding part, it's not that I hadn't heard these things through my years, but I had no understanding. And and with this, with Possession, Resources, and Finances Ministry, now it's PRF Institute. I'm telling you, God is just moving here, because this is something that we all, here I go with we again, but I think it's knowledge. This is a knowledge that people can learn from. People can learn things. We're always learning something daily. And my aunt said, I'll be learning until the day I die. You know what I'm saying? And so I am so excited, and I'm just excited about what God is doing in my son's life, and how he's affecting others. And that just touches a mother's heart, you know, and how now I'm under him instead of him being under me. Amen.
Oh my goodness. Well, thank you, Mama. And I can just tell you, there is no greater joy, y'all. There is no greater joy than having your family to serve. And I will correct Mama in love on the air. Mama doesn't serve underneath me. Brother Feaster, you can attest to this. I remember God really just kind of shook me one time. And this is probably about 3 years ago, in the second year, I would say. And remember, Brother Feaster, I said, you know what God said? You know, I talk so hard sometimes about my colleagues. Talk about clergy now, right? And God shook me and said, you know what? Nobody's co-host. Everybody's a host. Remember that? Everybody is a host.
I remember that.
So when you come on, and I said from this day forward, I remember saying that vividly, from this day forward, all three of us the host. If anybody's a co-host, then we're all co-hosts and God is the host. So we only got it two ways that we can look at it. Either all of us are co-hosts and God's the host, or all of us are co-hosts and we know that God is still in charge of what's going on. Mama, you know, you're definitely, you're my mother. I love you. I thank you. You help in so many different ways, and you don't serve under me. You serve alongside of me, and that's the way ministry is supposed. Let me correct myself. That's the way kingdom-minded ministry is supposed to operate. We serve alongside. Yeah, there's somebody that's going to take the brunt of it. Yeah, there's somebody that has founded something. Yeah, somebody's given somebody a vision. But at the end of the day, there's a whole bunch of cats out here that are standing by themselves because they're trying to be over folks, but I digress because that's not what this show is about today. Mama, I love you. So listen.
Love you too.
If you are listening and you just have some comments that you just want to share about the PRF table, whether you've just been on and just have come to contact with us over the last year or whether you've been on sometime within these last 5 years, we want to open it up for you. I know we have some special guests that are going to be popping in, and I don't want to just bring them in. I want them to let me know that they're ready. But in the meantime, until they actually do that, I do want to mention about what is PRF about. PRF is Possessions, Resources, and Finances. And it is a ministry to ministries. This is not something that we're doing in our own little bubble. This is designed by God to be able to help other people, help other pastors, to be able to help other churches, to be able to help other ministers. And we believe so strong in this communal aspect. Acts chapter 2, verses 42 to 47, and 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 1 through 7 are the bookmarks for PRF, regardless of what we're doing, whether it's the table, whether it's the institute. Those are the bookmarks of how we operate. And so with that, we're going to bring in a guest that wants to make a comment or question. Last four are 4584. Welcome to the PRF table.
Hey, JR, it's Kim. How are you all?
Oh, hi. Good evening.
Mama,
good evening.
How you doing? Yeah, I'm the turnip reverend. Sorry.
Kimberly.
Yeah, I threw that
in.
Like,
oh, my goodness.
Let me know you're ready. I was like, okay. Let me do it. JR, congratulations. That's what I got to say.
Thank you.
I can't believe it's been 5 years.
Time has flown.
That's crazy. Yeah, it really has. I can't believe it.
So listen, y'all. Let me tell you who we got on the line. We got the most famous radio host on Blog Talk Radio.
He's the most
Kimberly
famous.
Skeen. Freedom Radio. We still got the archives on Blog Talk Radio somewhere. Let me tell you, if it wasn't for Kim, you wouldn't have been listening to Dr. Dunlap. You wouldn't have been getting fussed at. You wouldn't have been getting challenged. Your toes wouldn't have got stepped on. You wouldn't have been blessed. You wouldn't have been encouraged. None of that would have happened if it wasn't for Kimberly Skeen. Let me tell you, Kimberly and I, we both attended Columbia and graduated from Columbia Theological Seminary up in Decatur, Georgia, also called CTS. And we both served in ASA as well. I think I was her treasurer, if I'm not mistaken. She was the president, African Heritage Seminarians Association. And even I finished before Kim. I graduated before Kim, technically. Right, but we still kept in touch. And in 2011, I never forget it, I got this phone call, and you heard how Kim comes on. She was like, JR.
Yeah.
She started telling me about, she's like, you know, God is just leading me to do radio. And she talked about her sister, Shelly Skeen, which hopefully we'll hear from her tonight too, and said, you know, I want you to be that male voice. And I'm like, radio? I don't know nothing about no radio. And it's so funny. I can't talk about the 5 years of PRF table without talking about Freedom Radio. And it was so funny because it's like, well, what are we going to be talking about? And she had the topic for us, right? And then with that topic, man, you know me. I'm an educator. You know how y'all know how I think. Those of y'all been around the table and been around me long enough. I got like 25 pages of notes because I'm like, I don't know where she's coming from. So I'm going to really be trying to be prepared. And then I get to a point, y'all, where I think I'm good. I'm listening to the conversation. I forgot we had we had Drea. Drea was also
that's
on the
right,
show. Drea Palmer
right.
out of Arizona, and I'm listening, and I'm like, okay, good. I could just talk about this, and the next thing you know, Drea or Kim would say something that I got kind of on the paper, and that's my note for like page 8, and we on page 1. I'm like, hold on, this ain't working. And God just had to deal with me.
Your nerves up.
I'm telling you, he just had to deal with me. He just said, man, he's like, Nate, let it go. Just let it go and flow. And see, that's how I came to be with Mama. Mama, just let it go. Mama tried to be all proper. Mama, look, you ain't done what I've done in education. So, you know, don't even worry about that. Oh, my goodness. But we've had some good times, Kim.
We have some good times.
And I'm eternally grateful. Eternally grateful, because I promise you, I would not be here on the PRF table doing, and I can say this platform of the PRF table, you know, it gets contentious sometimes because we're dealing with things that sometimes people don't want to, well, I won't say so, a lot of times pastors and the people who they lead do not want to deal with. And when you're dealing with stuff like that, you know, it's not like selling the iPhone. You know, people want to stand in line for iPhone, but you talk about coming to the PRF table. It's like, man, he going to tell me about myself like the woman at the well. She went to them. He done told me all about myself. Yeah, you ain't got life insurance. We're going to tell you about yourself, you know.
That part.
But, yeah, Kel, I'll let you reminisce and share whatever you want to share, because this is just about celebrating not me. It's not about celebrating me. It's what God has done through these 5 years of being on the radio.
Well, I can say, I can concur to everything you said, because I'm very much a free spirit, and JR wanted a description of what we were going to talk about every night. And so it's so refreshing to see him kind of just be free in his own voice. He was like, but Kim, what are we going to talk about? I said, this is what we're going to, just a broad topic. This is what we're going to talk about. But then how are we going to know what we're going to do and where we're going to go? And I said, I don't know. I'm just like, whatever. So it's nice after 5 years. The Lord will answer your prayer, people. I'm telling you, the Lord answers your prayer. That JR has done this for 5 years. And JR, I'm telling you, though, you don't bless my soul with some of the topics you don't have, you know, addressing some of the challenges we have in traditional church, particularly tithes paying and what that means and what that looks like. And so I have been very blessed by those shows that you've had about those things, and I promise you, church folk, if you want to be free, please listen to the PRF table, because it will free your mind. And didn't Invoke make a song about that? Free your mind, and the rest will follow. Oh, Lord, I think that's in some scripture somewhere. But anyway, if it ain't, it should be. Free your mind, and the rest will follow. That sounds like a scripture, but Invoke sang it. But anyway,
That's in one of them lost books. You know, one of them.
There you go. There you go. There you go.
Church fathers we learned about at CTS. Then one. No, we can't have that one in there. It's too many.
That's
I don't know what 66
right.
represent, but we got to get down to 66.
Y'all have blessed me. I ain't gonna lie though. I'm telling the truth. All jokes aside, y'all have blessed my soul, and I appreciate you. I appreciate your resilience. I appreciate you following the call that God has placed on your life. I really appreciate that, and you being obedient to that, even when it's not popular. We always talk about preaching in season and out of season, and you definitely teach, out of season when people don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear that, but, you know, it's necessary. And I appreciate that. I appreciate that you accepted, you know, my call on that day, and I appreciate you continuing to do what you do and following your ministry. And I got that crazy Shelly Skeen here too, JR. Hold on, this joke, you know Shelly. She can talk 100. Okay, so I'm done with everybody. You know Shelly gonna do the rest. Congratulations, Mama. I love
Much
you,
love
honey boy.
You.
Yes. Oh, I love you too.
Hey, family, how are ya?
Oh my goodness, boy, we get two scenes in one night.
Happy 5 years.
Thank you so much. We are grateful. We're grateful. So listen, y'all. Before I just turn the mic over to her, so Shelly is the one that I was mentioning earlier. Now I don't know how she got Kim on her network, but she did. And then after that, it was off to the races. But we have definitely stayed in contact even after the PRF table started. And we've done other things in ministry since then. You know, that's the beauty about what I believe what God is doing with PRF. If you with us, you with us. And I believe that. I believe that even if somebody's away for a while, that God will reconnect back in the physical, what is never left in the spiritual. I need to write. Somebody need to write that down. I could post that right there.
That was good.
See Kim. It just comes out like that now. I ain't even had that right. I ain't got nothing written down for tonight. Oh my goodness! But yes, you know, I think it's important, Shelly, and I'll be quiet, but I think it's important that people don't forget where they came from. So many, oh my goodness, I'm trying not to go all in this way, but I can't help it. So many folk have been doing things for so many years and don't realize and don't act like they act like they don't remember when they were selling CDs out the back of their doggone, out the back of their trunk. Like, you know, come on. It's like, you know, it doesn't matter. As long as we continue to stay connected, and I understand there's different seasons and some people move out your life, but I'm glad and grateful that the people that have been around PRF are still here today in one capacity. You know, we got Adia who's overseas right now. She serves on our board of directors. She was that other one that I contacted when God spoke to me about the PRF table. And she can't be here, but there is no loss of a connection. And when she gets back from overseas in a couple of months, she'll be back at the table, just like, you know, Brother Feaster when he came back. But, Shelly, thank you so much. I'm going to be quiet now. I'm going to be quiet.
Well, you are absolutely welcome. Thank you. No, thank you, first of all. Not you're welcome, but thank you. As Kim was saying, thank you for continuing the vision, and thank you for being in a position of faithfulness. I think, you know, everybody's not in a faithful posture, and they're not in a posture of commitment, right, and consistency. So I just want to appreciate the fact that you are still moving, growing, and expanding on what God has given you to do in the marketplace and for the kingdom. This has been an amazing 5 years. An amazing 5 years to watch you grow, to stay in touch with you. And even, and I don't know, and I can't remember how we finally convinced Kim, you know, to start Blog Talk Radio. I cannot remember, but it was such a challenge to do so. But, you know, with all things, you know, you have to stand back and know that that 6 degrees of separation is something that is so accurate, right? Like the world revolves on that 6 degrees of separation. And so I'm grateful for the birthing of you coming through, Kim. And so, you know, to not belabor time tonight, I don't have long winds in me tonight. It's been a long day for me. But I just want to say that, Mama, I appreciate you so much for pushing and supporting.
Thank you.
And being able to, you know, stand behind him and hold down the fort at the PRF table and the impact that you're making.
Well, thank you. Wow.
It's amazing how you just duplicate yourself and move on when you duplicate yourself in the right spirit with the love of the Lord, right? And just trust God to use you in whatever way necessary. And with that, I mean, not being selfish, you know, with what you have, not being selfish with your gifts. And I'm just grateful for me being able to be a conduit, you know, of everything that you've been able to discover, somewhat like a fishnet, if you will, through Blog Talk Radio, which started on a platform, you know, that I was obedient to do. And so with that net, with that platform that you've reached, you've expanded, you've gone on, you know, you got out of Kim got out of my bird's nest. You came out of her bird's nest, right? Everybody flew the coop. And I'm grateful to look back as Mama Bird, you know, and to see you doing your and I'm taking the credit, doggone it.
That's right. Take it.
So, you know, yeah. So with that, and I know we've got people coming in behind us, I'm going to say this, and I want to leave this with you and with the listeners tonight. If you're not doing the work of duplication,
yes,
then you what have we done in the earth? In corporate America, we call it contingency planning, leaving it for someone else to do it in their own way, to grow it, to expand it, you know, to add some pearls and some shine to it in their own way, to polish it in their own way, and to move on with it. Then what have you done? What is it that we run churches and do kingdom business, and then in 40 years it's dead, but we have not continued on person to person, generation to generation, not duplicated ourselves. And so I'm grateful that I've duplicated myself. Amen.
Amen.
By way of now the PRF table coming out, second generation from myself to Kim to you, and I'm just excited to be returning with you next week. That's why I'm not going to take up the rest of any time beyond this, because guess what? We'll be with you all on the 7th and the 14th, and I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. And
thank you.
And so I'm going to put this out here now. So it's amazing how things come back. And as she said, Mama Bird, but now I'm about to be Daddy Bird. Because as Shelley said, I'm not selfish. See, I've seen enough selfish ministry. I've seen enough selfish church shenanigans to know what it looks like. And when I speak out against something, you know me, I speak out against it, then I got to eat it. And so I have to work hard, or I had to work hard at one point in time, about making sure that I'm not doing or saying those things that I talk about others and I see others doing that have nothing to do with kingdom. And so Shelley contacted me. I don't know if Shelley has been maybe a month ago. I don't know. But she was sharing something with me, and when she shared it with me, I was down in Florida. It was one of the trips down to Florida. And I said, this is perfect timing. I said, won't you just take the first two Thursdays in December? You know, we only have two shows in December, Mama. So I said, won't you just take the first two shows in December and you host the PRF table? Look at God. And what she's going to be talking about, and we want y'all to come, is emergency preparedness in your church. She'll be with us on the 7th. She'll be with us on the 14th. That's this week, couple days. And Shelley, since you're here, just give us a little taste of what we're going to be dealing with.
Okay. Thank you for this spot here. Emergency preparedness, safety awareness, if you will, safety response for the church is something that has been birthed out of the last few years of my experience, really paying attention to a lot of where we are in our society today, and the topic ranges a lot now towards, I guess our more immediate concerns, the gun violence in the church. But I'm going to give the backlog story on the 7th. You're going to hear the backstory, if you will, about where this actually started, which came from injury, an accident that was occurring on church grounds and property. Working in security in my own church years ago, working administratively in a lot of church plants and being a trainer facilitator of those startups, I saw where the church did not concern themselves with the priority of human resources, and that's kind of been a big bucket. And human resources actually moved to protecting the financial data in the church. Are we protecting children's church the right way? Are we accessing these hallways properly? What liabilities do we have when we have a community fun festival and children are getting injured in the bounce house, but nobody's, you know, we don't sue the church, right? But is the church still taking some type of precaution to be good stewards over the people that frequent our grounds? Things like if a natural disaster occur, what's happening if the power lights go out at a church and then the food pantry that 100 families are depending on us once a month to feed them, but we have a power outage for 3 days and that entire supply is gone? There are so many topics that you're going to hear. There are so many areas of stewardship that we as a church body in the kingdom, no matter what your denomination is, where we have to begin to really bring some awareness and education to a sense of safety and liability. How are we guarding that which God has given us? And again, that is down to the people, starting with the people themselves and or the data and or the technology that's there and or something as simple as, again, the food pantry. Are we prepared for that? A thunderstorm, a power outage, a flood, which we just saw, very huge, one of our, pastors got great grief there. We're not even in tune and intact with the requirements, the mandates that the Red Cross give us. And so, I mean, it's going to be a lot. And, of course, we're not going to avoid the touchy subject, but we're going to get to, on the 14th, we're going to talk about gun violence in the church. What are our rules? What are our regulations? Because we're not exempt from them. We're not exempt from it, and we're going to talk about that on the 14th and kind of close it out with the more current, like I said, the more immediate topic of gun violence in the church and how you as a church, you need to start attending to some type of personal defense, awareness, self-awareness, and a response plan to get yourself in a position where you're stewarding over God's people in a better way.
Amen.
All right. And listen, somebody listening to the show tonight may say, well, what does that have to do with PRF? Well, this is what you got to understand. PRF, what is PRF? Possessions, resources, and finances. And what are we doing? We're talking about the connection between all three of those areas and how each one affects the other. So when you have situations like what she just mentioned about the food pantry, well, you're talking about something that was a resource, the food, for somebody else to help feed somebody. But now the resource is gone. Well, but what if you had no money in your bank account?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? I mean, these questions have to be asked, and it is a thing of stewardship, and that's why we put that the stewardship logo, stewardship from the Stewardship of Practical Principle, on the flyer, because it's all about stewardship. And Brother Fisa, we know he's gone, but trust me, if he can get on the show with you, y'all may be going for 2 hours. I don't know. I don't know what y'all plan is. I'm not going to be there, but I don't know what your plan is. But if Brother Pizza get up there, I'm telling you, Shelly, y'all going to have a good old time. So, again, thank you. And watch this. I want to shift and bring on Kimberly. Not Kimberly Scheme, but Kimberly Silas. Kimberly Silas, let me tell you about this wonderful, wonderful vessel. Back in, and those of y'all who've been with us know that pretty much every year in January, I've been led to have shows that deal with that deal with health. You know what's going on in the health from a health perspective, and we've had several guests, and I've been fortunate that we've had whoever has been the guest has been with us for the whole month. That's been for the last 3 years. And so when I heard Kimberly Silas, right, she's a business owner, entrepreneur. She has an awesome testimony. I met her last year, I believe. It was last year, in 2016, at a networking event in Atlanta, Georgia. And I asked her to come on the show and be with us because people need to hear her story, because there's a connection between health and wealth. A lot of folks are broke, a lot of generations. Generational poverty has been there because people's health has affected their wealth, and their wealth hasn't been there to go back into the people, and that your loved ones, your family, your friends, right? And after I heard her mama for that whole month and we labored together,
yeah.
I would tell Kim, I mean, like every week we would talk, maybe sometimes twice a week, and I say, God, she has so much in her, and people need to hear it, right? And so I said, don't wait for a platform. Let me throw this out here right now. A lot of y'all are out here waiting for your pastors to give you the platform. You ain't going to get it. You ain't going to get that Sunday morning. It's 12 of y'all ministers. That means you get one Sunday a month, and be preaching one time a year, and you think you're going to get developed. It ain't going to happen. And so God opens up doors in other places sometimes. And I said, don't sit on this. And in May 2017, Mama, when we've had the first show of Your Health is Your Wealth. And I know you're on there with her, co-hosting, if you will. And she's been faithful to it. And I'm telling you, you know, to see her evolve on Your Health is, on Your Health is Your Wealth. And knowing the caliber of guests that have been on with her, that have had some awesome testimonies and be really encouraging to people. So with that, as I lose my voice, we're starting to. Kimberly, good evening, my sister.
Good evening. Welcome. How are you? We're just celebrating here.
I hear it is awesome and amazing. I'm definitely a neophyte to the show, and you're speaking on 5 years. I'm like, wow, this 1 year has just flown past so quickly.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it just zoomed by. And Dr. Dunlap, I'm sitting here giggling because you were speaking on mom being introduced to the ministry. Mama is my ride or die. on those days when I'm nervous and I'm struggling with my content, she always makes a way out of no way, and that is my soldier.
Praise to God.
Praise to God.
God, amen. Yes.
But Dr. Dunlap, I just wanted to thank you so very much. I don't want to get excited here, but I just want to thank you because I was reflecting back on prayers, past prayers, and I remember growing up in the church being full of questions that were inappropriate to ask. And so we just operate out of tradition and culture, and we go on consistently season after season, not having the tools and resources necessary to be a success. But we show up out of respect and tradition and in an attempt to execute our faith. But with PRF, Possessions, Resources, and Finances, you placed us on a platform that is thought-provoking, and it holds us all accountable to a higher level of accountability. And I am just so incredibly grateful that you have given us all a voice to speak our truth. And Mama mentioned from the book of Proverbs, when you get knowledge, you get wisdom, and you have to have a level of understanding. And I believe that's what's unfolding in all of us. Week after week, we get another level of understanding, and with that comes execution. You know, I spoke early on in my segment that I was credit rich and finance poor. And what that typically means is I learned the power of credit at an early age, and I was determined that I was going to have perfect credit. Well, perfect credit is what I obtained, if that is such a thing. But what I was doing was, on paper, I looked like a millionaire. Everything was in the green. You know, I paid on time or ahead of time. They were constantly extending my credit worthiness. And I actually had more credit than I earned in salary. So I kept spending in debt. I was just living in a state of debt until it got to the point where I realized that credit is a product. It's like an invisible product that they sell to us so that they can make money off of our commitment to pay. And I speak on that. And moving on to your health is your wealth, as Dr. Dunlap stated, I met him at a networking function a little over a year ago, and I was so excited because he was such an interesting man, but I couldn't understand why he was interested in me, because this man has not an ounce of fat on him anywhere. Now, my testimony is that I, at my heaviest point in life, I was 408 pounds. I am a weight loss miracle, and I achieved that through a product line that's all natural, all organic, fruit and vegetable based. And as a result of my success, I chose to be an affiliate. At this networking function, my desire was to recruit new members to join me in business. So I kept trying to figure out what would Dr. Dunlap possibly gain from wanting to be in business with me. And it's so funny because I realized that it was a spiritual calling. You know, these are prayers that I prayed a long time ago. You know, help me to develop and nurture a stronger spiritual self. And I went on, said the prayer, went on and decided to do something different. And God answered the prayer. He always slips in where you were least detected. And I'm so incredibly grateful. I know the month of January 2017, Dr. Dunlap asked me to carry out an entire month. And I thought I was so honored. Well, on the 18th of January this year, my brother made his spiritual transition. He passed away as a result of heart failure. And Dr. Dunlap, the people that I work with every day, you know, I'm not resentful or angry, But I realize that I'm with these people 8 to 10 hours a day every day, and they do not understand what I am challenged with when it comes to readjusting and living my life in the absence of my brother's physical presence. But my PRF family got it in that moment. They said, Kim, we gonna be here with you no matter what you're going through, day after day, minute after minute, week after week. We will not let you fall from this. This is something we all have to encounter. And through that experience, I have gained a level of loyalty, and I understand that I don't have to journey through life alone, not knowing which way to go. When I don't know, I have someone that I can, I have accountability partners. I have people that keep me in right alignment. And I wanted to say this because I'm not going to keep talking. But Dr. Dunlap stated that God is our host and we all serve as co-hosts. And I honestly believe that, because in the traditional church, we get so caught up in ritual and format that we forget that people are suffering. I know the first time Dr. Dunlap said, why are we giving away turkeys and not teaching these people how to get their own turkey? You know, we got to start doing and teaching and educating people so that they're not always in this spot, because we can come together and do the fundraisers, and we can come together, do the fish fry, the bake sale. What's that thing they post online now?
GoFundMe.
Oh, goodness, Dr. Dunlap. GoFundMe. We can do that, and we can all chip in and give money, but we still leave people in the same position that they were in when we found them. And education is the key. We must educate one another. We must feel free. I think that's what's missing, Dr. Dunlap, in churches, as I open up saying, is that we don't leave our members in the position to ask questions. We don't give them answers, and we don't leave them in the position to feel comfortable asking questions. So therefore, we continue to attend services and leave not knowing. So I just want to thank you. I heard T.D. Jakes say that if Jesus was here, we would have to reintroduce him how to act in church. You know, we need to stop being so ritualistic and formatting everything, and allow our people to have voice. And I think that's what we definitely have at the PRF table, is that we have a voice and we can ask questions. Because I know some of my questions, Dr. Dunlap, he's such a kind, loving spirit. I know he say, where is this woman coming from? Kim, bring it back in. But I have questions, and I need to know. And he is so humble and kind and compassionate, and he gives us answers. So that way we don't feel as though our questions don't make sense. And I remember he told me one time, he said, Kim, I don't know if that's the accurate answer, but I do believe that's the season you're in right now. That's just where you are, and you have to grow through that. So, yes, if that's how you feel, ride with that until you get a higher level of understanding. And with that being said, I just want to thank God for you following the calling, because you definitely have a very radical and untraditional form of ministry, but it works, and I believe it's going to continue to grow, and you're going to continue to bless people. And Dr. Dunlap, I have so many notes. I'm like you in your early stages. I have books upon books of notes, and I am looking forward to a very powerful 2018, because with your health is your wealth. Just touching on that really quickly, I was a candidate for the gastric bypass surgery, and the doctors, after they checked my vitals and everything, they said, okay, you're definitely a candidate, but we can't perform this procedure until you lose 50 pounds. And I considered it to be a physical task, a physical challenge, only to find out through the process that it is more spiritual. There is always, always an underlying issue to why we won't do what's right in front of us.
right in front of us. We know what needs to be done. What is hindering us from execution? So with that being said, on your health is your wealth, we focus on the spiritual, mental elevation in order to increase the physical person. So I'm just so incredibly grateful, and I thank you, and I love you, and I love my PRF family. And, Mama, thank you, thank you, thank
yes.
you.
You're welcome.
Upset. Yes, thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Love you much. And let me say this. Listen, if you are listening, you have commented, I don't care if you say good job, PRF, whatever, if you've just commented, if you have pressed one at any time over these last 5 years, I want you to press one tonight and share with us if something has helped you in your life that has been said. Forget about from me, but from anybody here at the table or even another listener who has commented. Because, see, a lot of times this is what happens. We just open up the environment. We deal with conflict transformation here. And with conflict transformation, the part of that definition says to create a safe environment. So sometimes when you create the safe environment, you never know where somebody else comes into the fold. And when somebody else comes into the fold, that kind of opens it up. I was speaking to somebody at the book signing the other day, and I told a young lady that was sitting across from me, I said, have you ever been to a graduation, like a college or high school graduation? And have you ever been in a baby, right? A baby just start crying. And then next thing you know, another baby across the room starts crying. I said, it's like they talking to each other. And the next thing you know, nobody's baby is stopping to cry. Everybody's going to just keep on crying because it just keeps on going on. That's something that what she just mentioned, Kim just mentioned, is something that Shelly mentioned. This thing, in my words, is about discipleship. And so one of the things I'll share this. I want to share a scripture briefly, and it's going to mean a lot. And Galatians 6:9, it says something to the effect, let us not become weary in well-doing, for at the proper time we'll reap a harvest and we won't give up. Now, that's a testament to Kim. I mean, it's a testament to a lot of us here, but let me share this with you. I remember when her brother passed away, and we had a show scheduled. Let me tell you about the caliber of people that God sends to PRF. Not to Dr. Dunlap, to PRF. And let me tell you, Kim, and she's not going to comment, that's fine, but Kim is a rock. What I saw back when we first met back last year and then leading up to the conversation about her being on the show for the month of January, she still showed up to the table, Mama. You remember that?
Yes. Yes,
and I remember her saying, I'm going to be there. And I'm like, Kim, and everybody on the table knows I'm like this. Like Mark, Brother Shelton, his daughter had something going on tonight, an award ceremony. And he's going to try to, and I said, bruh, just be with your daughters. See, family is important to us because this is about family. I learned that from Freedom Radio. This is about family. And so she said, no, I'm going to be there. And she said, my brother will want me to honor that.
Yes,
man, you
I
can't
remember that.
Listen, you can't find that type of that caliber of person everywhere. See, in ministry, we oftentimes get people that have a desire to do something, and then you have people that have the talent. But you hardly ever get the people that have the talent and the desire. You know, if you get one of them, you reap the harvest. And so we have definitely reaped a harvest with Kimberly because she has been there. And by her steadfastness, I believe that is what kind of led me and led God through me to having her to have her own show. And she's been there. So, again, thank you, Kim. We appreciate you and we love you so much. We have a caller, the last four, 5087, calling from Carolina. Welcome to the PRF table.
Good evening, Nate. This is
Good
Eva
evening.
Gunnings.
Good evening.
Let me brush the cobwebs off because it has been a while. But I did see on Facebook your celebration, and I'm telling you, I cannot believe it has been 5 years when you first started. Oh, my gracious. It just seems like that was yesterday. And I would listen to Mama Mary, my best friend from way, way back. I can't tell y'all how we first connected, but we've been friends for a long time, would say, Nate asked me to be the host. Well, I don't think I can do it. What should I say? But I said, Mary, I think you'll be fine. And to see that she has come through the years with you and is there, and I just want to say God bless you, God bless you, God bless you for being, number one, committed to what the Lord laid in your spirit as a vision of ministry, and number two, mm-hmm. for your integrity, for keeping it real when we were doing things that were just so out of whack with our finances, and you would just straighten us out. And number three, for your perseverance. And, you know, I've been listening to people talk, and I just said to my sister, who was an entrepreneur that did some things as an African-American female, that no other African-American females financially, I don't think, have been there. And I said, you have kept this all in you. You have not given it out to help others. And tonight when I hear so many voices saying we have got to help each other, we can't get mm-hmm. to the next level if we don't reach out. And so I want to invite the PRF table and everyone that's listening to what's called the Beacon Project, Beginning Entrepreneurs and CEOs. And we may not have but one setting where my sister's going to come on, and she's going to share some things. And there are a lot of young people out there in the African-American community that want to step out, but they don't know how, which way to go. And nobody is sharing that, you know, there's a lot of falling down instead of a lot of standing up and looking good. And we need to be able to tell these young people that, because I believe that if God bless the Caucasian entrepreneur, the Asian entrepreneur, the Hispanic entrepreneur, he has blessed the African entrepreneur. And we need to know how to use our resources and be able to step out in our community. So I just say thank you for, again, not aborting the ministry, for not deserting the ministry, and for being very intentional about what you've done. And I know, like I said, there's some cobwebs. I would jump in here and there, but I thank God for your steadfastness. And that's all
thank
I
you.
Want to say.
All right. Now listen, don't nobody else get jealous because y'all ain't got the hand clap, you know, but what she said was so powerful and profound, and she was the first listener that came on and gave a comment. So we're so appreciative. And just give me some information. Get us some information about the Beacon Project. And you already know we're not selfish on the PRF table. We have to promote each other, and we'll do that. We'll do that on the PRF table. So God bless you. Thank you for being with us tonight. And with that, we're going to go to somebody. I think they're calling from Alabama. It may be somebody in the education field. Maybe Daryl Carson, possibly.
Hey, what is going on, table? How's everybody doing today?
Yes, fine, thank you.
Professor, we are good. We are good. How are you, sir?
I'm fantastic, and I couldn't miss this moment. I'm just going to jump in and be brief. The table is awesome. I think my time coming in and just kind of supporting a friend, it also put, you know, instead of me standing behind my brother, I had to pull up my chair and sit at the table and see some things as a man. One thing is that, yeah, I mean, I had my stuff together, all good credit and great salary and stuff, but planning backwards, hey, you know, when I leave here, am I set up to make sure that everybody is going to be taken care of well after I'm gone? Also, just some of the things that we get taught on Sundays that may not necessarily be doctrinally true, but then being able to find out how to do stuff. And then just the whole spirit behind JR, really empowering people. So the table is powerful. My prayer is 2018 and it grows, and that next 5 years is even better than before. And I mean, because this is needed. You know, it's very hard to do some things without finances and not having a financial mindset. So, brother, and everybody at the table, God bless you, and I pray for many more years from you.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Wow, it's been real. It's been real. It's been good. I'm overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed by the love for everybody at the PRF table. Let me go to the Sister Ernestine, Minister Ernestine, Sister Smith. Poetic poetry. She's going to turn that TV down and she's going to make some good old comments. So, Sister Ernestine, good evening to you.
All right. I wanted you to keep going, honey. The millionaire.
Millionaire Ernestine. Let's call it what it wanted to be. That way, yeah. Hey, that way when you get your million, you go ahead and tie that into PRF. You know, that's how they do it in church.
Amen.
You know.
You better know. I'm like, no, stop, brother, keep going. But I'm really, really, first of all, just congratulations on a job well done. I know we still got a lot of work to do. And as this journey progresses, everything will just get better and better. But the 5 years of excellence, serving the community, serving the people, meeting the people where they are, that's what I love about PRF is meeting them where they are, you know, seeing the need and getting the resources and the information to them, and whether that's about finances, health and wealth, taking care of your business in reference to preparing for leaving an inheritance for your children and children's children. And I mean, it's just so much information, even about, you know, preparing us, you know, even when we speak about health and wealth, we also speaking about being prepared for those times when we get sick, you know. So it's just, it's so much. It's like eating gumbo, you know. Then you have, and I'm just blessed to be a part of the table, you know. I used to say I'm the babe, but now I'm Miss Kim, the babe of the family. But, you know, it's just being a part of a family from every different genre, and I love Mama. Mama gives me strength.
Oh, thank you.
I just hear the joy of the Lord, and I get strength from her, the wisdom that comes from her. I mean, it's just, I'm just humble. I'm humble. And just with you, Rev, I have learned so much just sitting not only at the table among you and your colleagues, but just sitting at your feet, getting the wisdom, the wealth of wisdom that flows from you. I'm just humbled to be divinely connected to you and Miss Kathy. I'm just, as I'm walking with you, I'm learning more and more, and I thank God for your patience, because you a go-getter. And sometimes you'd be like, Ernestine, let's go. And I'm like, not right now, Rev. And just, you know, I thank God for that military and you leave no man behind, because I should have been left. But, you know, the Lord, I thank God for the connection, because you can't cut off what you divinely connected to. So I thank God for the connection. But I just want to say that I'm very proud of you. I'm humble to be a part of the team. I'm just like a sponge. I want to learn all that I can learn and know all that I can know, and not only apply it to my own life, because I don't want to just be a part of the table. I want to be an example of what I'm a part of. So I don't only want to apply it to my own life, but I want to get the word out there about what we're doing. So I'm not going to talk much. I say that all the time. So I am going to stop right now, because it has been a long day. But I thought it would be robbery if I don't get on the show tonight and say something. And what I want to say to all of our listeners out there, thank you. Thank you for joining us weekly. Thank you for joining us online. And just keep joining us and keep commenting and just keep letting us know the feedback, what do you desire from the team so that we can give it to you, because it's all about meeting the people where they are. And thank you so much. I love y'all. And
amen.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night. I'm a fuss at you later, and you're going to find out why I'm a fuss at you later. But, you know, what she said is true. I'm just the same way. I'm in season and out of season. I'm going to get her later on something. She's going to be like, oh, my goodness, Brad. I'm like, yeah, mm-hmm. But, yeah, that's what we do because we're family. We love each other. And Ernestine has definitely come a long way, and we're definitely so proud and appreciative, really, to have her on the team with us. I'll share this as she goes. But probably about, Mama, you can correct me. I have a lot of stuff in my head sometimes. But it seems like it was about almost 2 years ago that the Lord spoke and said that it's good that we're educating, that we're informing, that we're equipping, but we need to be intentionally praying for people.
Yeah.
So I reached out to Ernestine and as well as Mama before Mama became a host, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
And another brother and said, I just believe that God will want y'all to be the ones praying for those people. I mean, when you hear some of the stories that we've heard over the last 5 years, some of the stories that have come to us that have not come across the airwaves, that have come via text, that have come via email, that have come through Facebook Messenger to our PRF Institute webpage or Facebook page, you realize that there's people going through things, and we know that prayer is definitely the thing that changes, or let me correct, transforms. And so being faithful to that, when I get some situations that were not PRF table related, but they were PRF Institute related, and some stuff that comes across my desk and across my email, some heavy stuff. And so to be able to have people that you can trust with information without necessarily saying the person's name or certain identifying factors to violate my religious ethics, my clergy ethics, if you will, is very critical to, I will believe, any type of ministry. And so when somebody's like, yeah, I'm about to get put out, you know, and I'd have been to the church, let me go ahead and go there, and I'd have been to the church and they told me no. You know, how do you pray for that? Do you pray for that person just not to get put out? Or do you pray for that selfish head that said no to one of their own members? You know what I'm saying? So when I tell y'all this thing right here, it is so real. So many people have no idea how real everything is and the time and energy that goes into what we do here at the PRF table. So, again, we're real thankful, just real thankful again to Sister Ernestine. And one of the things that I wanted to do and as we get ready to shut it down for tonight, because I wanted to make sure we just gave everybody an opportunity who wanted to say something, just give them that opportunity. So if there's anybody else that is listening that has anything that they want to say, I say again, this is not about Dunlap. This is about what this whole entire team, every host, every guest, every listener has contributed to helping transform people's lives over the last 5 years. We want to give them that opportunity. I wanted to kind of just open that up and see who else is there. So we're going to bring on one more person, and this is who I believe is somebody that's kind of like real high up on the totem pole in the government, and then also real high up on the PRF chain. Like, I'm talking about, like, it don't go no higher than this person. But this is Shatara Sherwood. Now, listen.
Oh yes.
Oh my goodness. Let me tell y'all about her. See, you know, I when I got the mic, I get to go first, right? So let me just tell y'all about Shatara. You know, we met in this crazy facility several years ago, and seen her at this facility plenty of times, and then God just brought this together, and then she left and did some other things, but we stayed connected, and next thing you know, she starts being a regular guest on the PRF table, right? She would just come in and be listening and then comment. And see, y'all got to understand how we do things here. I tell people, once you come and you comment and you share on a PRF table, you got a seat. So when we first started this thing off, it was three seats at the table, myself, Adia, and Brother Feaster, right? But then as people would just come in, you know, I had to get, you know, back, some of y'all ain't going to realize this, but back in the old days, right, I know we had one in our house. They had this thing called a leaflet at a table, right? I think that's the right name for it.
Yes.
That was that piece of wood. So, you know, your table would fit four people, and then you take that little piece in the middle, you open the side, boop, boop, and then you slide that thing there. And if your room was big enough, you know, you can go from four people to six people. Sometimes if your table was big enough, you hit 10 people. And so the table has grown. And one of those growing times has come with Shatara Sherwood, who, again, when I tell you she's definitely been a blessing, and I'm so appreciative for the friendship, and we're family now, and we're family, so nothing can separate us from that. Shatara, go ahead, my sister. Thank you for being with us. It's been a long time since I talked to you, too.
Yes.
Inside joke, y'all. Inside joke.
So first and foremost, I want to say thank you to everybody who has been, you know, laboring with PRF. I want to say thank you to you. I always say this every time, but for being obedient to and being faithful to the vision that God has placed inside of you.
Amen.
Next, I want to thank everybody who has joined the table, because that is the essence of PRF. It's the diversity that's at the table. And it has grown so much from just the time that I've been a part of PRF. And that's exactly what we need, because it truly takes a village and everybody, not just to raise a child, because we're also each other. And I don't mean raising in the way, you know, a parent raises a child, but I mean, like, we lift each other up. If you have a gift that you're strong in the area that I'm weak in, I can learn from you every day, and vice versa. So we have all of these gifts at the table right now. And just listening to everybody come on and talk, and listening to how over the years it's evolved, and that watching it is the true essence of what you say PRF is, which is transformative. It's actually transforming the people who sit down at the table, in addition to the people who started at the table. Like, I am changing. I know initially when I first came, I was very just, rah, I'm ready, just do it, just do it. And now I'm starting to understand that, you know, it's not that people don't want to do it.
Right.
I mean, there are various reasons, but a lot of times it's that they just never knew. They didn't know what they didn't know. So through dialogue and, you know, helping hands, various resources, various gifts, the PRF table has evolved into something great. But I know that it has still further to go. So It's a pleasure and an honor and a blessing to be in I'm not going to say in contact, I'm going to say in communion with everybody who is at this table and everybody who is endeavoring to do the work, not just to change or give the knowledge to, you know, the listeners, but, you know, to share the knowledge amongst those who are, you know, regularly at the table. So I thank everybody. I thank you. I thank God first and foremost, because he planted the vision. And I pray that it, you know, grows exponentially. I mean, the potential is there, the need is there, and I know, you know, 2018 is going to bring greater things. greater work shall we do with PRF.
Oh, yeah, it's coming. It's coming.
Speaking it, yes. Yes.
Greater work.
I see it on the horizon, so I thank God for all the things that are to come in 2018.
Amen. It's well received.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you, you know, this ministry, just to talk a little bit about PRF as a whole, this ministry is not about friends. This is about people that have a desire for other people to be in a very good place, to be in a better place.
Yeah.
I got a lot of people that I know, trust me. I've been around this earth for a long time and been to a lot of places. And it has to be the Spirit of God that really invites somebody in. Now, you know, we don't bring people in, you know, through, you know, initiation or nothing, no crazy stuff like that. But
right.
When you listen to a person and you hear a person and you watch what they post on Facebook and Twitter, you can kind of tell the heart of a person. And when you have conversations with them, and those conversations become, and as Sistara just mentioned, when they turn into dialogue, that's a whole nother thing.
Yeah.
When you're having dialogue, right? And so that's what we push for on the PRF table particularly, is not just having conversations, but dialogue. Can we go a little bit deeper than just the surface conversations? You know, people like to fuss and fight and complain and talk about folks and all this other stuff. Okay, some of that stuff may be valid. Now, what are we going to do about it? Are you going to do anything about it? Has God told you to do anything about it? Should you just shut up about it? You know what I'm saying? We got so much that's going on in the world, and we just don't have time to deal with a bunch of foolishness. There's a lot of people that are hurting. And again, Shatara is one of the ones that I was able to recognize that in at an early stage. And it's funny because she was kind of rah, rah, rah in the beginning. And it just reminded me of me because I was like rah, rah, rah. Now, I know some of y'all like you rah, rah, rah still. But trust me, those of y'all who've been around the table enough know I'm not as rah, rah, rah as I used to be. And some of that, be honest with you, Shatara, is because of you. I've listened. And it's like, well, you know, well, maybe such and such. And I'm like, okay. And it's funny because when Shatara came on, Mama, the way Brother Feaster would try to help me to see stuff from a different way, and I'm like, I said, now, Brother Feaster then took a step away from the table. And I'm saying, maybe he got Shatara to come on here. You know, some, I don't know what in the world happened. But yeah. It's what makes the PRF table, in my opinion.
Yeah.
In my opinion, is what makes the PRF table the type of place that God is pleased with. Because so many people do not get what we're offering at the PRF table. Remember what one of the things that I said at the beginning of the, when we first, was everybody has a seat at the table.
Seat at the table, yes.
Right? That's what we start off saying. Everybody got a seat at the table. And it's the same way. I mean, you think about it. Brother Fisher was on earlier, right?
Yeah.
And he hasn't been a permanent fixture at the table. And this is what I know. I'm so in a good place to know that if God has me to take a step away from the table for a period of time, that the PRF table is going to continue. Because all the love and everything that has been shown tonight lets me know that people care about the PRF table. And not just the PRF table in general, but y'all care about the people that we're affecting at the PRF table. And so when you got people around you, you got people serving with you, ain't no way in the world those people are going to let things go. And I remember teaching one time at the church I got ordained in. And I knew I had to go away for about a week or you know, I wasn't going to be there to teach that following Wednesday Bible study. And we stood around and we held hands as we were about to pray, and I let them know that I wasn't going to be there. And I wanted to say, y'all make sure y'all come. I wanted to say that out loud, right? But I didn't say it, and I was pleased to know that even though I didn't say it, they still showed up. Amen. Even though Dunlap wasn't there. That's the essence of what PRF is about. So when I'm not here at the table on this Thursday, because I'm going to be up there watching Fantasia, then guess what? We know that Shelly is going to get the maximum participation, right?
Yeah.
Because it's not about me, it's about us. So, again, I really want to thank all of y'all who have come on tonight. Thank all of y'all who are listening, who are still listening. And I want to read something else, too. One of the things that I think Shelly and Kimberly Skeen, that is, mentioned or alluded to in different ways, it reminded me of what Jesus said in Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim freedom to the prisoners or the captives and recover sight for the blind and to set the oppressed free.
Yes.
So many people, as Kimberly Salas said, are in bondage. And because so many people that are in bondage, if there is no place for people who are in bondage to be able to get some help when they are in bondage, heaven help them. That's the only person, the only thing that's going to help is God. But God is supposed to be living through us, through his Spirit, those of us who claim we're believers. And it doesn't always happen that way. But we say, you know what? If there's a topic, Mama, you brought it out. And it's the same way we're going to keep on flowing with it. If there's a topic that you want to discuss, all you need to do is holler at us. Let us know about it. Listen, so many people have questions, as was said earlier, that can never get answered to certain questions, but they keep going to the same place that they're going to answer their question.
Yes, that's right.
It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. And so wanted to see if we had anybody else that wanted to say anything. We are good on time, so we don't have to worry about that. All right. Well, Mama, listen, we're going to go ahead and close out for tonight. Again, thank everybody for being with us. I will share that next year, 2018, we have a show that is coming up in January. We're not going to do Your Health is Your Wealth or anything in the health arena as we normally do every January. And why? Because we have Kimberly Salas that has Your Health is Your Wealth on the 1st and 3rd. So God has allowed me to go a different direction, and we're going to have a show called Economics and Race.
Okay.
In the month of January, Economics and Race. And the person that's going to be leading that is none other than Laura Bondurant. She's a member of the PRF team. And again, I don't care right now. I'm past the point of caring about what other folks ain't doing or what they're doing in their church or their ministry. We just know how God is leading us. And so when we have people that serve on this ministry, serving God through the people, and God has put things inside of them, then you best believe the PRF platform. We got people on our team that have books coming out. Well, we just had a book signing this past weekend. So guess what? When their book comes out, guess what we'll do as a team? A book signing. And just like they were there when I was there because it was my book, I'm going to be there for them pushing just as hard for their book. And truth be told, some folks may not know this. If you saw on Facebook or on the website, you saw book signing, right? Although that's what it said, we sold two books at the book signing, and one of them was not my book. And the author of that book doesn't even know, as of even today, that we were selling their book. And we could have sold double the amount of my book, but I was willing to sacrifice selling twice the amount of my book to sell half of that amount of mine and half of that of the other person. That's the essence of what we're about here at PRF, not at the PRF table by itself, but this whole PRF teaching ministry, as well as the Institute and the PRF table as it combines into one. So listen, thank y'all so much for coming out. Again, please give all of your support and your attention to Shelly as she comes and she brings what she's going to be bringing this Thursday, emergency preparedness in your church. She's going to have two parts, as she mentioned, a part one and part two. This week, She'll be focusing on emergency resources for your congregation and also insurance liability for the sanctuary. And I would tell you, go back to some of the other shows. We've been on the air for 5 years, and Brother Mark knows this too. If there is any area related to PRF, for the most part, I can pretty much guarantee that 80% of any area connected to something PRF related, we've talked about on this show within 5 years. I can pretty much guarantee that 80% of what you can bring up. So that means go back to the website, blogtalkradio.com/PRF table. When you do that, what is going to happen? All of the shows from 5 years are listed there, and all the titles are there. So you can go back and you can listen to it. Here's what I know. When God gives a word, it's oftentimes it's a good enough word for you to listen to it more than once. So we come on this air every week, every Thursday, but that doesn't mean you get it just because you listen to it. There's no need to search it for something else that God has already spoken. God has spoken to some people through PRF last year when we was dealing with credit and debt and wills for almost the whole year. Why are you trying to find a new way? It's already been placed out there before you. It's already on the table. The beauty of it is the table never closes because it's already out there. When you go back, I'm just going to end with just looking at or giving y'all just a little bit of some of the shows that we've had during this past year. Of course, we started off in January with Your Health is Your Wealth with Kimberly Silas. And she talked so well from that perspective. In the month of February, you know, we always have something to honor Black History Month. In March of this year, I believe we had as a continuance of Black History Month, which applied to everybody, white, black, or whoever, but it was released from financial bondage. That's what we dealt with in the month of March. And then in April, we went from there to fasting for your finances. And then we went into May and we dealt with praying for your finances. Look, we serious about this thing. This is not, we ain't got time to be playing with it. And it's amazing because when we dealt with praying for your finances, we got 3 minutes and I'm gonna go. When we dealt with praying for your finances, we set it up where we didn't just have four shows that month. If you remember, we said we will pray on any day during that month. So we probably had about 8 shows that month. We had one, I remember Jerome Minister, Elder Jerome Case came on and we said, look, we're going to get up early in the morning. I called him up 2 days before and it was about 6 o'clock in the morning. I said, bruh, I just feel that God is asking me for you to pray for people's finances. And he let me know when he could do it. It was at 6 o'clock in the morning. Usually I'm up, but I ain't usually talking to folk at that time. Right. And when I tell you he pressed in, and so maybe that prayer is the prayer that you need for your finances. But you looking for somebody that when you roll up in church right now, that's going, and you ain't going to find it because God has already spoken it. That's the type of things that's going on in the world of PRF. What else did we talk about? We talked about so much. Oh, we talked about financial prophecies in the month of June, right? Your responsibility within the prophecy and how some people wait for the prophet and they wait for the prophecy and they never do their part.
Yes, yes.
Y'all should see how Brother Mark is over here looking. And so we was like, look, it's time to go and collect what's yours, right? I remember one of the other lessons. I'm not going to go through everything, but I remember one of the other lessons was, are you ticklish? I don't know if y'all remember I had the image on the flyer was that tickle me Elmo. You know, some people hearing these financial prophecies, and we had the brother that's out of Texas I served with in the military. First name is Colin, and he just went to town every time he came on the air. He took it to a whole nother level. But we talked about how you have true and how you have false prophets, and you have individuals that are just trying to tell you things that's going to tickle your ear. They're saying certain things about prophecies. And they just throwing stuff out there, hoping that one or two catch. All right, keep on doing it. And so we also say, well, how do you deal with that? Well, you got to examine it. And sometimes there's a waiting period when it comes to dealing with a prophecy. Everything just doesn't come in and happen overnight, because a lot of times the prophet never says tomorrow this is going to happen. Remember we talked from Genesis with the story of Joseph, and it was seven years of prosperity, 7 years of famine. Remember, right? I'm recapping a lot of stuff that we talked about during this year. So for some folks, if God has them in a place like he had the children of Israel to be in a 7 year period of poverty or of famine, what did it look like me trying to help everybody getting in God's way? Can you imagine during the time that God said to them, when God spoke that and Joseph spoke that to that Pharaoh, God said, this is what God said, it's going to be 7 years of prosperity and 7 years of famine. Can you imagine if other folks would have came from other places? No, y'all can't be famished right now. Okay, well, God's plan is going to come whichever way you do it. So you could sometimes delay it trying to help some folks. We dealt with in the month of July, because we talked about it was Independence Day. So we had that series, Freedom, Family, and Finances. We talked about the bondage of child support. Some folks still going through child support issues, still in bondage to that. Why? God has spoken a word. I don't remember who was on every time we had that during that show or who came on specifically, but it's out there, right? Helping others to become financially free. I was talking to somebody at the book signing the other day, and we know that a lot of people don't have a lot of their earthly affairs in order. And I was talking to this one lady, and she was asking, you know, how is this going to help me, talking about the book? And she's also talking about Nikki's book. So I'm telling her, if you put this down and you read this, you get the inspiration. If you do the practical side, God will bless that. And then she was telling this one guy who she knows, who is a coach at a high school, basketball coach at a high school. And she says, you need to get this book. And he's like, oh. And I said, well, tell me what the cover means to you. And he was like, he said what he said, and he was on it, right? But all he was saying was, I said, I guarantee you, I've not ran into anybody that if I start running down things on the list, that you got everything. No, I don't even have everything in order. You know, like I need to update my will. If I die today, everything is still good, but I could also update it and make some things better, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So he's like, well, I got this, I got that. So he had a lot of stuff. I got this, I got that. And then I said, I already told you I got a list, so let me go ahead and give you the last one. I said, you got all this stuff in place. What about the people that are connected to you? Yeah. What about the people that are connected to you? You good. But what about, that's what we talked about, helping others to become financially free. So all you're doing is thinking about, I got my stuff together, but his stuff came from a tragic accident where his brother got killed and had to go through the stuff that I'm talking about in the book. So if you've gone through something, why not help somebody else not to go through the same thing instead of be like, okay, I'm good. I mean, if that was the case, we would never have a book called, what's my book called? I don't know. Anyway, let me keep on going. Don't leave me like this. Thank you, Mark. We talked about economic. Hey, I need help sometimes. We talked about economic injustice in the month of August. And again, I can't wait till we get around to February or January of next year. And do you remember, Mama, when we talked about preparing for prosperity or poverty? Listen, some folks, we know what God was doing. We here at the table know what God was doing. He was setting some stuff up because he knows what's coming down the line. Now, think about it. Prepare for prosperity or poverty. How many folk about to be in poverty during this holiday season?
Many.
After the holidays is over. How many are going to be in prosperity? Yeah, who's going to be in poverty on Christmas Day while kids are opening up gifts, but they don't realize, your lights may get cut off because you're going to spend money on Christmas gifts that you didn't have, right? I mean, those are – and then, of course, God had us deal with this holiday spending priority. He had us deal with that earlier than normal. So we dealt with that in November, but also in October we had several people. We had Zanetta Shepherd. We had the incomparable Vera Moody. and from the Moody Insurance Group. I believe we had Saeed Abdul Kabir to be on with us as well. So we had all of this going on, and this is just, again, so much of what has happened at the PRF table. Just what I just went through was just 2017.
Yes.
So if you can understand that that was so much and so much was packed in that time, you got to know within 5 years, God has already laid out something on the table for you over a five-year period. I remember there was a time when we used to have 450 people listening to every show on average. And then when I made the decision, because God told me that I needed to be more Christological, I needed to put Christ out there. Yeah, we're talking, but when I did that, the numbers tanked. But I tell you, we don't go grow weary in well-doing. We be obedient to what God has said. So I don't even check numbers. I can't tell you how many people have listened to the PRF table over the last year and a half. I stopped because it doesn't matter. Because the truth of the matter is, it's about affecting that one. And when you affect that one who affects somebody else, who affects somebody else, then that's a discipleship model. We can get 100 people in the room and only two people do the work, we ain't done jack. When we say we had 100 people that attended a conference or a session. So that's it. That's it. Again, thank you to everybody who's been a participant of the PRF table, everybody who has done the work that we put out there. And it's not just about listening to what we're talking about. It's about going out there and doing the work, getting what you got to get done to make your life. So continue to give us the feedback. If there's some topics of discussion that you would like us to talk about, please hit us up. The beauty of that is, if you hit us up and you say, hey, I would like for y'all to talk about tithing, and I can refer y'all back to so many episodes that we already have had about tithing. But I can share with you this. 2018, one of the areas that we'll be very heavily involved in, maybe not on the PRF table, but within the PRF Institute, is going to be credit and debt. So we're going to deal with it, because God has already ordained for us to deal with that about a month or so ago for 2018. We're excited. We're excited about what's going to come from race and economics and race, which we'll have in January with Laura Bondurant and all that God's going to do. So if you don't hear back from me this week, again, I'll be back next week on the PRF table, God willing. And in the last thing, I'll share this for those who are still here. Something that God spoke to me a couple of weeks ago, probably about last week, I think it was. And he says, and I don't know when this was supposed to take effect, and it doesn't matter because I can never go wrong. But he said, never close another episode of the PRF table without offering somebody salvation. And so that's what we want to do. If you don't know Jesus and a free pardon of your sins, all we ask for you to do is just to open up your heart. Open up your heart to him. You've been hearing us talk. Everything that we've been talking about is a Jesus-centered ministry. We don't have to say Jesus' name 500,000 times during an episode, but I can promise you it is only because of the love of Jesus. It's the things that Jesus has recorded in the Word of God, how he dealt with people, how he loved people, what he said in Matthew 25. These are the reasons why we do what we do for who we do them for. You can't love your neighbor, or you can't love God without loving your neighbor. It's just virtually impossible. And so all you have to do is ask for forgiveness. Ask God to forgive you of the sins that you have committed. Ask God to give you a better life. And I'm going to be one of those guys that's going to be real with you. I say guys, ministers, pastors, whatever you want to call me. I'm not going to tell you it's going to be an easy road. But the reality is, hell is not an easy road. So let's just start right there. By receiving Christ, then you can say, you know what, I'm guaranteed that I'm going to have my name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's number one. All this other stuff that we talk about is secondary. And so that's what we pray for you today. If you don't know Jesus and the free pardon of your sins, you've heard about him, but you don't have that personal relationship with him, ask him in your heart. You know where you're at. Ask God to forgive you of your sins. Acknowledge him. Romans 10:9-10 says, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. So confess it with your mouth and believe it in your heart. And I have to share this with you because we got to be real with this thing. Believing in your heart does not always come automatic. is something that you have to learn sometimes. You have to learn to believe who Jesus is. You have to learn to believe what God has said in his word. So don't let it be all religious. Just say, you know what? I ask God to forgive me of all my sins. I believe that God sent Jesus Christ. He died. And why did he die? He died for us to be able to do what we're doing today. He died for you to be able to say that you can acknowledge him. He was buried. And then when he rose, that was it. So now we're just waiting for him to come back. But while we wait, there's work that has to be done. So with that, Mama, everybody else that's still on, God bless you. We love you. We will talk to you.
Thank you.
This Thursday here at the PRF table. And I said we again because it has nothing to do with me. So with that,
okay.
God bless you. We love you. We'll talk to you on Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Have a blessed one.